from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Catalonia's government said early Monday that preliminary results show that 90% of voters in Sunday's referendum want the region to declare its independence from Spain. A regional government spokesman said 2 million of the 2.26 million votes cast were for independence. The Catalan president said earlier he would unilaterally declare independence from Spain if the outcome showed more than 50% of voters want to secede. The government of Spain forcefully disagrees. Officials in Catalan said more than 800 people have been injured when police tried to keep residents from voting. Canadian police have arrested a Somali man who struck a police officer with a car outside a football stadium in Edmonton and then repeatedly stabbed the officer before fleeing the scene. The same man later struck four pedestrians with a moving van during a high-speed chase late Saturday. All five victims remain hospitalized. Neither the victims nor the suspect has been publicly identified. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosselló said Sunday that the number of Puerto Ricans in shelters following Hurricane Maria has decreased significantly. Rosselló also said the number of U.S. Defense Department personnel on the ground increased to 6,400 Sunday, up from 4,600 just 36 hours earlier. But almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated the island, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. This is VOA News. President Trump says he told Secretary of State Rex Tillerson he is, quote, wasting his time trying to negotiate with North Korea's leader. On Twitter on Sunday, Trump wrote, "Save your energy, Rex. We'll do what has to be done." The president also referred to North Korea's Kim Jong-un as Little Rocket Man. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an apparent terror attack that left two women stabbed to death at the main train station in Marseille, France on Sunday. The extremist group made its claim through its official news agency. A man shouting Allahu Akbar stabbed the two women before French soldiers gunned him down. Australia is accused of letting war criminals roam free with no risk of prosecution. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
This week, a court in Croatia found Dragan Vasilkovic, also known as Captain Dragan and Daniel Sneden, guilty of the killings and torture of captive Croatian civilians and troops while he was a rebel Serb commander during the Croatian War in the early 1990s. The defendant was born in Serbia before migrating to Australia as a teenager. He went back to the Balkans to train Serbian rebels in 1991 when they fought against Croatia's breakaway from what was Yugoslavia. Vasilkovic has always pleaded his innocence and was extradited by Australia to Croatia in 2015 following a 10-year legal battle. Lawyers believe that he could have been prosecuted for his crimes in Australia, which has been accused of lacking the political will to put suspected war criminals on trial. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Muslim women in Austria are now being forced by police to remove their facial coverings. A law banning all face coverings went into effect on Sunday. Those who defy the ban could face a fine of nearly $180. Police are authorized to use force if people resist showing their faces. Muslim groups have condemned the law, saying just a tiny minority of Austrian Muslims wear full-face veils. The law is similar to one in France and Belgium. And the former American football star O.J. Simpson has been released from a prison in the western state of Nevada after serving 9 years of a 33-year sentence for armed robbery. He was sent to prison for a botched hotel room heist of sports memorabilia 12 years after he was acquitted of killing his ex-wife. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.